Hello and welcome to the Good Enemy Podcast. There's been a lot of things going on in this goddamn world, and there's been so many things to talk about that I could not put myself down and just talk about it. Because there's so many things going on in the world, there's so many good things going on in my life, that I just couldn't sit down and talk about one thing. But I finally have the fortitude and the time. I have a lot of time, which we might talk about in a different different podcast. But before that, let's get into this topic. Today we're talking about AOC, Alexandra Ocasio-Cortez, right? Only Spanish people know how to roll their R's. Cortez. And the reason we're talking about her, among the other multitude of reasons, but today's reason we're talking about her is because she put a tweet out where she says she wanted to put Trump supporters on a registry so we can keep their comments and see who supported him, so we know who those people are, and so we can always reference them and say, hey, remember, you were part of that Trump group, you guys were for Trump. Doesn't that sound like a bad idea? Doesn't that sound like a certain group of people that appeared close to 100 years ago? More like 80, right? Yes, more like, you know, close to 100 years ago. The Nazis? The group that Ocasio-Cortez said the Trumpers were like? Now you're adopting their behavior? You want people on lists? You want people recorded so you can do what? So you can do what? You want them on a registry so you can do what? So you can punish them? So you can find them? So you can lock them up or something like that? Yes, putting Americans who don't agree with you on a list. And then do what? The only reason you would do that is because you want to put it in their faces, or you can set up people. You can set them up. You can hurt them. I don't remember anybody on Trump's side or any type of rhetoric coming out. Let's put Democrats on a list who don't agree on me, okay? On Trump, you don't agree on me, I'm gonna put you on a list, okay? Big league. He never said anything. So what is with this incessant need for the left? And they're wanting to put people on lists and to target them because they don't agree with you. This sense of targeting people and attacking people who don't think like you, that's coming primarily from the left. This party of liberty and this party of openness and kindness. No, it's openness and kindness unless you think like me. A lot of things Ocasio says is so dangerous. Saying things like this is dangerous. And she has power. It's dangerous. And she has a big voice among young people, right? Young people are where the energy's at. They're the ones rioting. They're the ones attacking the street, right? So if these people who have the same energy to riot, you know, people like Antifa and all these groups, Antifa destroying things, these groups targeting people, there's video of them, you know, throwing cement at people, attacking people, you know, rioting, right? Come from Antifa, right? So now you have these people who are Antifa who've shown a propensity towards violence, and then you want to put the people that they are openly against on a list so they can have an easy way to hurt those people? Or people like Antifa who are sympathetic to their cause. It's crazy. People need to think. You know, it's funny. It's like what, you know, Orwell warned about stuff like this. And everything that he warned about is coming true. And somebody has to say something. Hello, hi, here I am. Call me Orwell incarnate. No, I've never read his books, but I should. But I know what he said, more or less, right? Putting people on lists who don't say the right things, basically, is Orwellian. We warned about this. Now, there's a difference between, you know, I know there's lists of people who say dangerous things, right? You say crazy stuff. You're probably put on a list. But now you want to put people on the whole half of America, right? 70 million people voted. 71 million people, over 71 million people voted for Trump. The second most ever Biden won. This is post-election, right? It seems like Biden has won, although that's being contested. Because he's the projected winner. He's the president-elect for now. That's what the media says. But that's not the point. The point is, you want to put 71 million people who agreed with him on a list. Or on a registry where if they supported Trump, it's a problem. It's not, she's insinuating that it's not a good thing that you backed him up. If you backed him up, you are a problem. Is that not dangerous? As if people who supported Trump are a threat to your livelihood, right? And now those people, they're a threat. If somebody is considered a threat, you tend to seek to eliminate them. And if that is the case, putting them on a list seems like the step before doing that. That is very dangerous rhetoric for Mrs. Ocasio-Cortez to say. And I don't think she's retracted as of this moment. But I hope she does, because that's dangerous. You can't just be saying that about a segment of people who fall like that. Right? These people like her use a lot of exaggerated words or exaggerated rhetoric when accusing the right. And everything is, you know, is dangerous. Everything is a threat. Everything is Nazi-like, right? But even the Germans were forgiven. The Nazis were not, right? The people who committed the atrocities, the prison guards and those people are not, right? Those people who did acts that actually hurt people were convicted, and I'm 100% behind that. But now you're talking about punishing half, let's say Germany itself, which it kind of was, but let's say Germany itself was punished. The people who voted for him, for Hitler, were all put on a list, and we know exactly who those people are, and there will be consequences forevermore for voting that way. That is dangerous, right? Those people made mistakes, etc., etc. But even with that's not necessarily can be carried over to Trump. These people didn't make a mistake. Did Trump put people in camps, concentration camps? You might say immigration camps, and you could also, you know, give that to Obama too. He put people in camps and in immigration camps. But that's not. But exactly. So there's a two. There's no sinless person in this group, and then, but the problem with the left is they absolve themselves of sins, quote unquote, but they'll gladly attribute sins to the other side. And both sides do this, but I feel like the right, at least, has a sense of, we're trying to do something that is sometimes tough and sometimes. I like the dichotomy where people split it up, where they're like, the Republican is the protector side and the left is more of the nurturer side. So every time the protector tries to do something, it might seem harsh or bad, right? Like your parents tell you to do something, you don't understand it, it looks harsh. But later on, you're like, oh, they were right to do that. Maybe they said it in a harsh way, and it looks in a harsh way, but it could be the right thing. And I feel like the right tends to be on the side of doing. They advocate for things that seem harsher, but sometimes are the right thing. Sometimes. And also, people are open to forgiveness. Let's say all those Trump supporters who were backing up Trump, they don't agree later on. And so you're going to push to put them on a list and punish them forever for their choices. There is no forgiveness if you vote for Trump. You're on the list. People, I think we should all agree that people should not be on lists for voting a certain way. People should not be on lists for liking a candidate. People should not have their lives destroyed because they voted for a candidate or they liked the candidate. It should always be a conversation. It should always be talked about. That is what makes us different from animals. Our ability to communicate. Our ability to transform the world. We do that through talking. So let us not divulge and go back. Is it divulge? Go back into animals. Let us become humans. We are no longer ape. We human. We evolve. And with that, that is the Good Enemy Podcast. That was my little commentary on just that. We have more coming up. Follow so you can get more of these little snippets and hopefully full episodes. But anyway, thank you. This is the Good Enemy Podcast. You're welcome.